Hello and welcome to Good Morning Suffolk, the weekly podcast from Suffolk News, where we share the ghoulish news stories coming out of the county. I'm Sam Harrison, and I'm wishing you a very happy Halloween, and welcome to our first ever Halloween, you know, Halloween special. I'm really excited to be sharing this. I just want to say massive thanks to Joe Bridges for creating the music you can hear right now, and, you know, he's done a really great job with all the music in the show, so what a legend. Thank you so much, Joe. So today we're going to be going over the poll answers from last week to see what kind of things scare you listeners the most. I also managed to chat with a ghostly tour guide, Lynn, who will be telling us about her ghost walk in Bury St Edmunds. Then we're going to pluck up some courage to try and head down to the archives. And Tamika Green's going to be finishing off the episode with some spooky stories from across Suffolk. So all really, really good stuff. I'm really excited to share this episode with you. Let us know what you think of this. And yeah, let's get into it. So first things first, let's have a look at the poll results from last week. So, you know, those who don't know, we asked you on our Instagram stories, you know, what are you most afraid of? What are you more afraid of between this or that? Without, like, vampires or werewolves, that kind of thing. So it was really fun seeing all of you interact with this kind of thing. And let's have a look at the results. So it turns out 90% of you are more afraid of creepy dolls than clowns, which is very surprising. I used to be really scared of clowns when I was younger. So the fact, you know, 90% of you chose creepy dolls over clowns, that's quite surprising, I thought. You guys were quite undecided between snakes versus spiders and also space versus needles. And they both ended with, you know, split 50-50. Ghosts scored 82% over witches, and abandoned buildings got 62% of your votes, beating creepy forests. We also had heights or enclosed spaces, and for some reason, the majority of you voted for heights, and that got 58%, which I admit, you know, heights are pretty scary, but enclosed spaces, I think, are way worse. I think, you know, being buried alive is probably one of my, like, biggest fears of all time. I think it's quite high up there on my, you know, most scared of list or whatever. But yeah, I just want to say thank you so much for getting involved and voting in our poll. It was really good fun. And, you know, if you'd like me to do this in a couple of weeks, maybe in the build up to Christmas, let me know and we can do it again. But next up, we're going to cut to a recording from when I went on a ghost tour around Bury St Edmunds on Friday night just gone. So the tour guide, Lynn, she was really nice and she was so great, and she agreed to be on the podcast. So here's my chat with Lynn about the tour. And I started off by asking her, what can people expect from the tour?
What the most fun bit about the tour, of course, is that it happens in the dark. We don't start until the time of year when it's dark enough to get out and about. Yes. And it goes through the town, through a few dark alleys, a few spooky stories, some quite gory stories, lots of death. But also ends up in the Great Churchyard, which is a fabulously spooky place.
Yeah. And, you know, you mentioned about the grey lady. What is that in Bury? Because I know you mentioned about how maybe it's not a particular certain ghost, but maybe it is the town's.
Yeah, so the spirit of the place, I think, is what sometimes, because lots of places have grey lady stories. And there are a couple of cracking grey lady stories here. Some of which are more believable than others, but certainly people who have said very passionately that they believe that they've seen the spirit or the diaphanous vision of a woman, often dressed in old-fashioned clothes. There are several stories about the town that involve a grey lady.
Definitely. What do you think? Do you believe it, or are you a sceptic?
I tell you what I think. I think the stories are fantastic. I think that the fact that they have been believed, you know, through the centuries, our earliest story, right back to the time of the Vikings, right way through until March 2022, that there are stories that are believable and that have some mystery about them that you can't explain. So for me, it's all about how the story works. So.
And, you know, what can you, other than, you know, walking around in the dark and hearing the spooky stories, what else can people expect to kind of hear the history of the town?
Yeah, I think you can't separate the spooky stories from the history of a town this old. Yeah. You know, there are stones here that were laid over 1,000 years ago and places even older, you know, Anglo-Saxon sites. And so inevitably there's going to be some... there's going to be some energy soaking into the stones, soaking into the cement that holds those stones together. So yeah, the history of the town is, you can't separate it from the spooky bits of the town.
Not sure if you'll be listening, but either way, thank you so much for being on the podcast, Lynn. It was such a great tour, and Erin and I had a wonderful time. If any of you listening would like to go on a Bury Ghost tour, then just visit their website, www.burystedmondstourguides.org. And the tours are available every Friday evening until Christmas, and then I think they go every other weekend up until March next year. So would definitely recommend. We had so much fun. Just a great night out, honestly. Okay, so it's now time where we're going to head down to the archives on Halloween. Yeah. I'm not sure about this. This is going to be a little bit scary, I think. Last week on the podcast, I found this like big black metal key down there. It was kind of just on the floor. It was a bit weird. Listen to last week's episode if you need a recap. I think I know what's going on here, and I think it's gonna blow your mind. So let's head down and I'll tell you a bit more, and I'll share a scary story as well. All right, here we go. Particularly creepy today, isn't it? But hey, never mind. Okay, I think, yeah, I've got an idea of what we should do this week. And I think as it's Halloween and it's that spooky time of year, it only makes sense to talk about one of the spookiest stories the Bury Free Press has ever covered. This is a true story, and I think we need some spooky music in the background for this. Okay, that's better. Yeah, that's it. The year was 1995, and deep in the dark depths of Ice Pits Wood, near Great Barton, sinister activities lurked around every corner. Black magic, satanic rituals, and other haunting things were suspected to take place in the wood during the dead of night. Then on the 1st of August, the forest secrets were unveiled as a spiked metal box was found, suspending from ropes and hanging in the air. The square cube had been bolted together, and four candle holders made from papier-mâché were found at the end of its four spikes that protrude from the box. Police officers arrived to put a stop to this ritualistic behavior, and they decided it may just be a hoax. A white witch, who wished not to be named, said it was unlikely that the box was used for anything sinister. She said it may well be some kind of altar for an outdoor festival like the pagan festival Lammas that takes place overnight on the 31st of July and 1st of August. However, we will never truly know the truth behind this strange box. Yeah, I'm going to say it's a bit of a letdown, isn't it? I mean, I don't know about you guys, but this is a creepy story, but I wish there was some kind of ending to it. But we'll never know at the end of the day. We'll never know. And, you know, an innocent altar, is that a thing? I don't know. I mean, come on, surely there must be something more to it. Was it all just a hoax? Let me know what you think. Send an email to gmspodcast@ilivepublishing.com. Dot co.uk. Right, let's head back upstairs. Oh wait, no. I've got to tell you about the key that I found last week. If you didn't listen last time, I was about to walk upstairs like I am right now, and there was this big old key, big black metal thing on the floor, and it just seemed really out of place. Like, there's nothing else really down here that, you know, this key would fit. So I did some scooping around during the week, and I did, you know, I asked some people in the office. No one really knows where it's come from. And that's when I found it. So I'm starting to think there's something big down here that I don't think we're supposed to know about. So the other day I came down here and I think I found the lock where this key could fit. And then I tell you, like, all of a sudden, I just felt this mass. Now, time to hear from our Community Connect host, Tamika Green. I think she's going to be sharing some myths and legends around Suffolk. So, over to you, Tamika.
In this special Halloween segment, I'll be bringing you three of the most terrifying tales from the region. So, gather round. I've got my torch, I've got the stories. Let's begin. The first story is set in 1986, when the region was unsettled by storms, fog-filled nights, and hail. It was on one of these June nights that a long-haired being came out from the black. He had a shaggy grey coat and was seen walking on four legs. The witness saw the creature rise up on his hind legs, towering at 8 foot tall. Since then, there have been more sightings of the Breck's Bigfoot. Some people have heard guttural growls from the darkest depths of the forest. What was that? Cathedrals and UFOs. They don't usually go together, but one night in Bury St Edmunds in 2008 at around 10 p.m, a man made a police report saying he had seen an unusual grey object spinning and hovering in the sky above St. Edmund's Bury Cathedral. He claimed four or five other people also saw the strange happenings. It hovered there for 10 minutes before flying around the cathedral and disappearing. Many of you have heard of the Green Children of Woolpit, but do you know the details? Sometime in the 12th century, two children, brother and sister, appeared in the village of Woolpit. They looked like any other children, except for their verdant green complexion. They spoke in an unusual language and only ate broad beans. Terrifying. Eventually, they learned to eat other food and lost their green skin tone. However, the boy became ill and died soon after they were baptised. The girl adjusted to life in the village and learned to speak English. It was then that she explained that she and her brother had come from St. Martin's Land, a subterranean world in perpetual twilight and inhabited by other green people. She said she could see a luminous country not far from their land, and that she and her brother had followed the sound of bells at St. Edmund's. That is all for today. Back to you, Sam.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much for that, Tamika. That was brilliant. And, you know, it's got some scary stuff in there, I thought. Right, we're near the end of the episode. So I just wanted to share with you quickly that there's a lot of fireworks events coming up. And it's just a quick reminder to say, if you want to book up, you know, do it soon, sooner rather than later. So on the 5th of November, there's the Bury St Edmunds fireworks in the Abbey Gardens. Tickets are being sold between £4 and £5, and you can book up by going to www.buryfireworks.co.uk. There's also the Great Bradley Bonfire Night in Newmarket on Hall Road. Gates open at 6:30, and the display starts at 7:15. This one is a free event, but organisers are asking for donations to be put towards the fireworks. And if you can't get out on the Saturday for fireworks, you can go on Sunday to Freedom Church on Mill Road in Great Barton. There will be food and hot drinks available here, and the gates open from 4 p.m. and I think the fireworks will be starting at 6:30. So tickets for this one are just £5 and a family ticket is £18. That's just a few, you know, firework displays you can enjoy this year. But of course, you know, just search for fireworks in your area and I bet there's something happening near you. And also, just a reminder, you know, be considerate if you're planning on setting off your own fireworks this, you know, this bonfire night. Don't be the guy setting them off like on 9 o'clock, because you won't be popular with your neighbours or the wildlife around you. But hey ho, let's finish off the episode with asking our weekly question. And this week we want to know, what's your favourite shop in Suffolk? So as the new Toy Master is set to open very soon in the Ark in Bury St Edmunds, we want to know, what is your favourite shop in the county? Is there a certain place you just have to go when you, you know, when you go shopping? Or is there a shop that sells like the best clothes or the best food? Or maybe you just really like the atmosphere or the layout of the shop. Let us know about all your favourite shops and send an email to gmspodcast@ilivepublishing.co.uk, or get in touch on our social media. Just search for Good Morning Suffolk on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and I'm sure we will pop up. But guys, that's the end of our first ever Halloween special on Good Morning Suffolk. Thanks again, tour guide Lynn and Tamika Green, for telling us some truly terrifying tales from the county. Good Morning Suffolk is produced by iLift Media and Suffolk News, and I've been your host, Sam Harrison. Thanks again for listening, and I hope you have a truly happy Halloween. Bye!